In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Jesus has just come to the end of a very long and busy day in today's gospel. A day which included a lot of teaching in parables about seeds and their sowers, about growing seeds and what a tiny seed can produce when nourished and cared for. He even took the time to explain the meaning of these parables to the disciples so that they'd know he wasn't talking about seeds and sowers, he was talking about the kingdom of God. But now the day is over, and it's time for Jesus and the disciples to leave the crowds behind and get some very well-deserved rest. So they all get into a boat, no doubt dog-tired, looking forward to putting their heads down for the night. But then Jesus tells them to do something that sounds kind of odd for folks that have already worked hard all day long. Jesus gets them in the boat in the Sea of Galilee and says, "Let us go across to the other side." Now, why, after a long day's work, would Jesus want to cross over in the dark, because remember now, it's evening, to the other side of the Sea of Galilee? The disciples are fishermen. They know what this sea is capable of doing. They know how fast the conditions can turn against them. This sea is known for its violent waves. It's known for strong winds that come out of nowhere. A boat on this sea can be perfectly fine one moment and tossed around like a child's toy in the next. Even to this very day, rough winds come up quickly and they can swamp the cars that are parked on what 10 minutes ago was a safe beach. So why does Jesus want the disciples to go to the other side of a sea when the side they're on is perfectly fine, perfectly safe, and in their comfort level? Well, maybe that's exactly why, because it's in their comfort level. Sometimes in our lives, Jesus calls us out of our comfort level to examine the other side. But let's be real honest here. What's on the other side can be really, really scary. And since we generally don't know what's on the other side, we aren't too excited about finding out about it. Because what's on the other side is our worst fears. The other side is filled with thoughts and ideas and people that make us nervous and anxious, because it's going to put us face to face with people we don't like, with conversations we'd rather not have, or maybe even with people that are possessed by demons who are just waiting for Jesus to call them out on their bad behavior. You know, the places you really don't want to go to are all over there. All on the other side. But the truth of the matter is, we have to go to the other side and we have to face those fears if we're going to grow in our Christian life and faith. And the people of Mark's gospel, the people he was writing to, knew exactly what Jesus meant by going to the other side. And they knew their fears as well. You see, Mark's audience was made up mostly of Jewish Christians, which meant that his audience was comprised of mostly former Jewish people. They were a people who had held on to some of their Jewish beliefs and rituals, and they wanted to keep those. But now these Gentiles, these people that aren't Jewish and who don't know or share their beliefs and rituals, are also coming into the Christian fold, into the Christian faith. And how is this Jewish Christian community to handle this situation with the Gentiles? There were lots of questions, lots of talking that would need to take place before they could live among one another in community. For example, the Jewish people believed in circumcision, and they carried that custom over to their Christian beliefs. So the question became, do the Gentiles have to be circumcised before they can join the Christian faith? The Jewish people had very rigid dietary laws. Do the Gentiles have to follow the Jewish dietary laws, or can they follow their own dietary laws? Can the Gentiles be allowed to interpret Scripture differently from Jewish Christians? And how the Jewish Christians wondered, do they accept someone who doesn't look like them, act like them, talk like them, or fit into their boxes of race, gender, or class? What if the Gentiles become fearful and want to harm them? What are the Jewish Christians supposed to do then? Mark's community was in the very midst of a voyage into the fearful and uncharted territory to the other side. Does any of this sound familiar? Because these situations are as old as time and as current as today. But the common thread all of these situations have in common is this: it is always a chaotic journey as we struggle with the age-old questions of how to live alongside one another in community. But then going to the other side with Jesus to explore such things is never easy, but it is necessary. If we're going to grow in our faith, we will be making that crossing many, many times in our lives. And every time we make that crossing, it will feel like we're sailing in the midst of chaotic waters. Every time it will feel like we're being asked to change more than we're capable of changing. Every time it will feel like we're being asked to open our hearts and our minds wider than we think we can open them. And we, like the disciples, will then ask more than once in our journey of faith, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" In Mark's gospel, Jesus will go to the other side with the disciples twice. Both times are in the darkness of night, and both times are in the waters of chaos. Today, Jesus sleeps through the storm in a boat with the disciples, but next time he'll put the disciples in a boat and send them out across the turbulent sea to the other side all by themselves. But when the turbulent seas get to be more than they can handle and they cry out for Jesus' help, he will walk to them on that turbulent sea in the midst of their own storm. "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Well, of course Jesus cares if we're perishing. Of course Jesus wants us to be safe. But we have to decide for ourselves if we're going to live our lives in faith or in fear. These are really the only two options we have. Are we going to live in fear of those who are different from us? Are we going to be fearful of those who don't look like us or act like us or talk like us? Are we going to fear those people who don't fit into our boxes of race, gender, and class? Or are we going to allow our faith to be stronger than our fear? Are we going to allow our faith to lead us to stand up and do the right thing in perilous situations, even if chaos surrounds us? Are we going to allow our faith to remind us that Christ is in the boat with us now and will always be in the boat with us, giving us strength and the conviction of faith, no matter what the chaos? So this morning, I would simply suggest that we need to continually call on our faith and put our fear on the back burner. Because I guarantee you, for the rest of our lives, Jesus is going to keep calling us to the other side. He's going to keep stretching us and our faith and our convictions to limits we didn't know we had. And it will always be taking us out of our comfort level to that place where we'd rather not go. But do know this: Jesus doesn't do this to change other people. Jesus calls us to the other side to change us, to open our minds and our hearts so that we may continue to face that never-ending turbulent waters of life. Amen.